when they go after when the censors go after a book, it's because realistic language gets to them. Some rugged issues, a lot of the teenage issues, you know, issues that kids really get into, but they're ones that adults don't like to talk about too much, sexuality issues and homosexuality issues, things like that. So it's usually a combination of language and then just, you know, issues that there's this sense, I think, among the censors that if we can keep people from, you know, reading about these things, that they won't have to deal with them, which is kind of that's the heart and soul of the argument, of the censorship argument.
Teen fiction writer Chris Crutcher also acknowledges that it hasn't been the worst thing for his career in having his books banned.
Yeah, actually, it's not true that authors don't want to be banned. Number one, it's great publicity. I mean, the reality of it is that, it gets into what, into some of the culture war that's going on now, and if you're getting banned, I mean, the reality for me is if I'm being banned by people who really disagree with me, then at least I know I've touched a hot spot, and maybe we can get some conversation going. And the other part is that the fact is you can't ban a book. You can ban it. You can limit it in a school. I mean, you can get your school board to say we're not going to use that book, but you can't stop me from going to the library, and you can't stop me from going to the bookstore. So it's really an issue of control, and to a great degree, I would never tell a parent that they didn't have the right to say this is not a book for my kid and I'm not going to have him read it. What I would say to a parent is it's not okay to say I don't want any kids to have it.